החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראותו. איי 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 איי, החפץ חיים,
על השיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation in the tens.
מתוך מאמרי רבש כרך גימל.
We'll read an excerpt from by Rabash. The Shabbat Chazon is the preparation for Shabbat Nechamu. As it says, anyone who mourns for Israel merits and sees the comfort of Jerusalem. Anyone who
עניין המתאבל היינו שמתבונן
feels the sorrow of the public, receives their comfort too. So it's to the extent to which the temple was destroyed, meaning that anything in holiness is destroyed and it is impossible to build it, meaning that anyone that a person sees his own benefit in, he's willing to build it where he doesn't see anything to his own benefit, but only to the benefit of holiness, then he does not have the ability to do anything in order to build holiness.
Workshop question as preparation for the lesson. How do we renew the intention before entering the lesson and during the lesson so that it is for the sake of holiness and not for one's own sake? How do we renew the intention before we enter the lesson and during the lesson so that it is for the sake of holiness and not for the sake of oneself?
אנחנו רוצים להגיע לתפילה משותפת.
We'd like to reach common prayer, the raising of man. This is the purpose of the teaching, that we want to draw light, and for this light to correct the connections between us. And this is what we have to begin with and return to all the time.
Yes, and this common prayer to have a common prayer. We need to be together, to feel together that we are a ten of loving, beloved friends, heart to heart, and we want our nature to change. Out of that recognition, we want our intention to change. This needs to be a joint decision that we want it together.
Yeah. And changing the intention is a result of changing the relations between us.
We can practice it and to hold each other to thinking about the whole worldly, about our friends. And so that will always be in this effort towards the outside.
To pray for each other throughout the lesson, ask for the reforming light, and not to forget about it.
Yes, so what we're doing now is renewing our intention. We're renewing the prayer. We want to think about each other as much as possible throughout the whole lesson, and to ask the light to hold us in that, so that all of the friends are in the right intention during the lesson.
Because the request is everything that we have, both to have it during the lesson and also asking for a connection, for the unity, in order to be able to serve the kli that the Creator wants to pour into.
Yes, and the best thing on our path is that regardless of the state you're in, you can always request ascent, descent. If you connect, you succeed, you fail, you can always either think or request. So let's just always be in this together with the friends and to build the Creator between us.
So let's now pray for our friends. Let's pray now for our friends.
I
want to ask the Creator helps each one of the friends in our ten and in the society and the whole world's kli to not think about themselves, but rather only to ask for our whole world's kli.
Really, to ask to have this kind of request in my heart, that this is what will bother us as a ten, that this will be the thing that will lead us in each and every moment during the lesson to reach this inner movement.
So that during the lesson there will be no thoughts about myself or my own sake, but rather only thoughts about the spiritual development of the friends.
And that all of our friends in the world kli will have the ability and desire, at least, and yearning not to think about themselves, but to think about the friends, for them to succeed and receive whatever is necessary on this lesson.
Yes, so that this whole study will be for the sake of others, so that the Creator will help all the friends to think out of themselves.
For the Creator to connect the prayers of the friends together,
and that we'll be very happy about the multiple exits and entries we get during this lesson, and that we'll be glad to keep returning again to that special request that we built.
That our effort will be the reward, that the chisaron will be the reward. That the more we increase the yearning for the Creator, that will only increase our pace and be grateful for it.
We read the article again. Anyone who mourns for Jerusalem. Shabbat Chazon is a preparation for Shabbat Nachamu. As it is written, anyone who mourns for Jerusalem is awarded with seeing the comfort of Jerusalem. And anyone who feels the sorrow of the public is awarded with seeing the comfort of the public. Praying means that he sees himself the extent of the temple's ruin, meaning that everything in sanctity was ruined and cannot be rebuilt. And in anything that a person sees selfish benefit, he's willing to build, but where he sees that there will be no self-benefit, but only the benefit for the sake of sanctity, then he's unable to do anything for the sake of the rebuilding of sanctity.
How can we care for the well-being of the friends so that whatever we do, any thought that we have, will be directed outwards?
I don't
know how to care for the benefit of others. I know how to care for myself. And so I come to you, to the ten, so you can teach me and give me an example of how to do this. When I watch you, I'm envious of all the things you do and the importance of the quality of bestowal. And then I come and do it of my own will.
כן, על ידי הדוגמה למאמצים שאנחנו מקבלים אחד מהשני.
By the example for the efforts that we make, this awakens in us a desire for this, and from the effort, and because we're not succeeding, then this awakens a prayer, and this is exactly what we want to come to. So the light will arrange these kinds of qualities in us.
Yes, so just to summarize, it's to give an example and to pray.
Praying together, that's the only thing that works.
We want to get to the lesson and ask ourselves why we're here. Why did we come to the lesson? What for? What do we want to derive from this lesson? And the intention and the preparation are important before each lesson, so it doesn't go to waste, but rather so that we extract and derive the benefit, the full benefit of it. And we want to also be in the quality of bestowal, that's why we were brought here.
How do we make sure that we think about others, their well-being during the lesson? We have to be in a mutual prayer for the light, for the Creator to help, so that eventually whatever we do will be in order to give the Creator contentment.
I'm certain that we'll have the strength to think of others, because anything that the 10 decides on together, that gives the strength for to each one to overcome, to be above himself. There's no doubt about it.
And not to stop asking, like Coleman said, that we ourselves are an egoistic force that can only think about itself, this nature. And we have to ask together all the time.
Lehagid baboke chasdecha. Lehagid baboke chasdecha. Vemunatcha.